onions and vegetables and so on. And first, you need to fry them in oil, like this.
Right.
Make sure the pan is really hot. Now, once your meat and vegetables are hot, add a few cups of cooked rice, say 3 cups, and some spices, and stir everything together for a few minutes. You want the rice to brown up a little.
Okay.
Some people also like to stir in a couple of eggs, but I like to fry the eggs separately and put them on top when I serve it.
Sounds delicious.
3.
So how much rice do we need?
I usually use 1 cup of rice per person, so we'll need 2 cups.
All right.
And for each cup of rice, you need about 5 cups of water.
Okay. Is that all?
No. Now we're going to add some chicken pieces, some chopped green onions, some peanuts, and salt and pepper. Then we'll cook it over very slow heat until we have a nice thick porridge. It takes quite a while to cook. I hope you're not hungry.
No, I'm fine. When do you add the soy sauce?
At the end, on the table, when you're ready to eat.
I see.
3. Listen and understand. 1.
What would you like me to put in it for you? I can use cheese, maybe some spinach, mushrooms, tomatoes, whatever you like.
Cheese and spinach would be nice.
All right. I normally make them with about 3 eggs per person.
Really? What else goes in them? I've never made one before.
Oh, just a little milk and some spices.
I see.
And then you put the mixture in a pan with a little butter or oil. Don't use olive oil.
Why not?
Well, it's better to use a mix of vegetable oil and butter. And then cook it over medium heat. A few minutes should be enough.
Okay.
2.
This is a quick and easy breakfast, and the thing I like about it is it's a good way of using leftovers from the refrigerator. You know, like rice and maybe some chicken or vegetables.
I see.
Now, to start with, I always chop up whatever I want to put in it, like the cooked chicken, the